Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Listach. Batting second. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vina hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Vina reaches second base with a double. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zerillo strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Vina scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jaha is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eldred fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Becker takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Becker for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Newfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Newfield moves to third. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stinnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach strikes out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Listach. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Starhowiak moves to third. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to home to get Starhowiak. Cordova moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Stinnett for a passed ball. Cordova scores. Kelly moves to third. Walbeck moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Walbeck moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 2, Twins, 2. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Starhowiak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Stinnett and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Stinnett and he is safe. Becker steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meir scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bryce Flory now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Flory covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stinnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinnett hits a line drive towards short. Meers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. David Hulse now playing center field. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rebule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Meers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meers is 0 for 2 in the game. Meers hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Levis for a passed ball. Meers moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jones now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Meers moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meers scores. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jesse Livas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Livas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch misplays the ball. That's an error on Knobloch. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Livas moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guardado fields it and throws to second for the out. Livas moves to third. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Livas scores. Cirillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Dave Stevens now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jaha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jaha hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Valentin. The throw from Walbeck and he is out, Rabiulet applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Newfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Newfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newfield takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Newfield moves to second. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mieske is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mieske moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Brewers. Greg Hansel now pitching. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Lawton moves to third. Greg Myers pinch hits for Jeff Rabiulet. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawton scores. One out. It's 7-6, Brewers. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Dave Hollins pinch hits for Chip Hale. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fetters now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Knobloch is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. he's got one RBI. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Hollins now playing shortstop. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Ron Coomer now playing third base. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Levis is 0 for 1 in the game. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Levis moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cirillo for the out. Levis moves to third. Vina moves to second. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Mike Trombley now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jaha is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hollins. Levis scores. Vina scores. Nilsson moves to third. Jaha moves to second. It's 9-6, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin is walked intentionally. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newfield hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. Nilsson tags and scores. It's 10-6, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cordova strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Starhoviak moves to second. It's 10-7, Brewers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walbeck strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Starhoviak moves to third. Lawton moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollins for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.